My name's Kylie Owens. I'm a fourth generation Bar Caldonite. I run the Tourist Information Centre. I'm heavily involved in the community. I belong to a lot of organisations and I'm a bit interested in the history as well. I can remember going with my parents, and I can remember being made to sit on the seat and behave myself. Rosie was the lady who ran the picture theatre, and she used to go around with a torch and she'd shine the torch in your face if you were being naughty. And it was like the worst thing you could absolutely do is to get thrown out of the movies. I can remember as a teenager being threatened with it. And yeah, thinking, oh my God, if I get thrown out, my parents are going to kill me.
So it was a bit of the social fabric for the for you and your era growing up to be able to go to the pitches and have a bit of social life amongst your peers. There was a bit of a sort of get together spot.
It definitely was. When I was younger, it was everyone. You know, the oldies, the youngies, all mixed in together. As Shirley mentioned, you know, people had their special seat, and you didn't. If you want to really annoy some of the oldies, you'd go and sit in their seat. but for me, it was the only entertainment. When I was a teenager, the movies were it. You waited all week to go to the movies, and you went and watched whatever was on. If it, you know, whether it was good, bad, or ugly, you went. It was also a bit of the halftime entertainment. You know, who was sitting with who and who was canoodling, and I can remember. It was always a dress-up occasion. We always wore high heels. And I can remember when I was a teenager, the floor was actually bitumen. And by that stage, some of the bitumen had eroded and you used to get your heel caught in the bitumen. I'm actually a member of the Arts Council and sometimes volunteer there. And it's all, you know, it's a great part of the fabric of our lives. It's, you know, I've been to a few things there that weren't movies. The Arts Council art competition is getting bigger and bigger every year. It's really fantastic. The artworks that they have there for, you know, for a central western Queensland town are really good. I've been to a couple of piano recitals there. They've had, you know, people come and play instruments there. It just is a great place to meet and greet. A lot of people have their birthday parties there now. That's the new thing. But yeah, I'd hate to see it close. And from my point of view and my position as a tourism officer, it's a great place to send people to get a dose of our culture, basically. They haven't seen the canvas seats since they were children and things like that. It's great.
And do you have memories of the era when it was an indoor cricket centre? Did you play there?
Yes, I did.
Was it a good fun part of, probably a bit of a fad for the town?
It was definitely a fad, and I think most of us in the back of our mind thought it was a shame that it was no longer a movie theatre. And yeah, I played cricket for a few years, but it sort of dwindled too. It was definitely a fad. Yeah.
And you would have been really pleased to see the Arts Council come on board to sort of revitalise its old role?
Definitely. The whole town were relieved. And even now, people will make an effort to go to the movies, even if it's not really something they want to see, just to keep the doors open. And they're trying to improve things. They've put in air conditioning and, you know, new projectors and things like that. So it's moving ahead. It's not going backwards.